Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello. Great, great. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing fabulous. We're here to talk some Below Deck Med, a very rainy episode. We also have later this week, we got some Love Island USA reunion talk, which was really fun to watch that reunion. And we're going to talk about the secret lives of Mormon wives. Also, if you don't forget about our Salt Lake City trailer trash that we did yesterday. We had so much fun. We spent 90 minutes breaking down that trailer and their cast photos. So that was really fun. It's also a great excuse to go on to Crappens on Demand because you can watch along with us. And speaking of Patreon, we are currently working with a way to simplify it. So for people who have been confused by the Patreon process, we are working with Patreon itself. We just actually spoke with them, and we'll give you updates as soon as they are ready, but we're going to make the whole process much, much easier for everyone. So we're really excited about that. And so that's like all the exciting news to share. What's going on with you, Ronnie? How'd you like this Below Deck episode?
Oh, I sure liked it. I'd just like to announce I tried gardening. Okay, so everybody,
go on.
Let me wait for everybody to sit down. I appreciate the standing ovation everybody's giving.
Speaking of which, I forgot to water Gail today. Oops. Okay, go on.
Well, she's probably dead because you're not as professional as I am, who've gardened one time in my life. Now it was hard.
What did you do?
I can see why people think like, "Oh, I'm going to garden now," because it's expensive to get a gardener, and there's a lot out there. And I was like, "Well, I could do some of this. Like, I can rake." You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that I'm like, so what are you being lazy about? Go rake something or leaf blow it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I have all these wildflower seeds because I want some color, but I don't want to have to do anything. So I was like, wildflowers, how about that? But of course, to do that, you have to dig little holes to put the seeds in. Okay. I looked it up on the YouTube. So I watched some YouTube stuff, and basically I saw my future. I was like, I'm going to be a gardening YouTuber because I can be like, guys, here's how to do a wildflower.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I just squealed like a girl the whole time. Do you know how many things are outside?
Yeah.
There's so many different kinds of things outside. I never go outside, so I don't really see that many things. Just the different kinds of lizards I saw. And then, you know how many things live in the dirt?
Yeah.
There's so many things in there. I mean, there's spiders that just walk around under the dirt. Did you know that? How do they walk? They've got so many legs. It's the dirt is heavy.
Don't you know, like, literally the hottest spider club is called Under the Dirt? It's like, it is, you can't even get in there on Saturday nights.
But they just seem so broke. They seem so breakable. How are they all walking around under there? I made a little hole, and it was all these spiders with white backs. They're little gray hairs. Like, it was like early bird special.
Oh, were they the ones garden that go hopping around? You know,
they were hopping everywhere.
Those spiders love to hop. Those spiders are like, oh, you're going to come near me? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to hop surprisingly high right now.
little meth head spiders. There were all sorts of ants living under there.
Yeah, ants.
So basically, there was a lot of squealing. I can tell you this. Bugs do not care about squealing. It didn't deter them.
Bugs are totally unfazed. How many times have you swatted at a fly and you haven't killed the fly, but you've definitely like swatted it in its face? Like, that fly is flying around the room and a hand comes and bash, like a giant hand. Imagine like something the size of an ocean liner comes and hits you right directly in the face. I would be like, oh my God, Ronnie, you don't even know what just happened to me. I'd be off to the side calling everyone. I'd be in shock.
Right now. And ocean liner. I was
ocean liner hit me in the face head on. Flies don't give a fuck.
And it was
flies
making like, the whatever. Gayest squeal I've ever heard in my life.
Flies don't care. Fly, you can swat a fly in the face, and it's like whatever. I still need to do a few circles around this room.
And over here, you literally can swat them in the face because they're as big as buses, and they fly like that. Their size, you know, they're like, it's like the hot air balloon of flies. They're just like kind of going slowly around. You can literally just be like, get out of here. Like, hit it on the head and like slam it out of your way. Anyway, nature is difficult. And anybody who goes outside regularly, I tip my hat to you because that was a bitch. And I probably did it wrong. And unless seeds start growing on screams alone, I don't think it worked, but I tried.
Yeah. By the way, I have to say one of my favorite tweets that I saw recently over the past, I don't know, 5-10 years, my favorite tweet was. My favorite tweet was, flies are literally obsessed with flying into a room and then pretending they can't get out. Grow the fuck up.
So true. They come in and then they start banging up against the window. Like, let me out. Like, why don't you go the way you came in? It's still cracking the same pegs.
Don't you remember?
Like the ultimate fucking victims, I'm telling you. Talk about the Yolanda, the Munchausens. Talk about Muncha. It's like, oh my God, I can't get out of here. You did this to yourself.
You did it. Why did you come
swallowed
in here?
The Drano.
Why did you come in here? Now you're buzzing around and knocking into walls.
Okay, well, this isn't about bug. Well, it is about pests. This is about Below Deck Mediterranean. And the title of the episode is called The Perfect Storm. Dun, 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 dun.
Do you know, this is season 9, episode 12, which meant that for 9 seasons, which is basically 9 years, 8 to 9 years, you know, at the production office, there were many discussions like, is today the episode where we say The Perfect Storm? Is today The Perfect Storm? It's today the perfect storm. And they're like, you know what? It has finally arrived after 9 seasons. Today is the perfect storm episode. Because it's such an obvious name for any Below Deck episode that they have
to refuse to believe that they haven't used the name The Perfect Storm before. I'm going to write right now, Below Deck episode, what's it called? The Perfect Storm. Let's see. Below Deck Mediterranean. Okay, of course, a million. What happened on season 1 episode of Below Deck? Was that it? I don't know, but I just refuse to believe that this is the first one. Mm. The crew faces the worst guests in 3 seasons on Below Deck Mediterranean.
Hmm.
Captain Sandy to the rescue. When is this? Perfect Storm. This was 2018, guys. Okay, oh, this was the Hannah episode. Season 3, episode 2 was called A Perfect Storm. You guys,
Perfect Storm? A Perfect Storm?
A Perfect Storm,
so yes. This one's The Perfect Storm.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So you think that makes that big of a difference that they can get away with it?
I say unfair as well. I think
I'm suing Bravo.
You know what? I'm quitting.
Bullshit. I quit this.
I quit.
This is not going to be a podcast about flies and jumping spiders. That's it. Okay, so we open with, what's her buns? Ellie sitting on her bed, so excited to go on her date with Joe. And she's curling her hair excitedly, holding her curler up. I mean, it's the proudest curling iron hold I've ever seen in my life. She's so excited. She's like a little girl playing with a Barbie.
She was about to go into a ballad.
In a box.
She was about to go into a ballad in her own Ellie musical, right? She's like, tonight I go into a date. Like, this was her moment. And then Joe walks in and he gives this line of utter bullshit of, oh, I've never been asked on a date before. I've never asked anybody on a date before. But listen, I think it's very serious. And I think I'm just flapping out, if I'm honest. I'm flapping out. She's like, okay. I don't know what this is.
Like, but I don't want anything serious. Do you understand? I just can't do anything serious with you. And she's like, I don't want anything serious either. We are having fun. I just wanted to get to know you. He's like, oh, but to me, never having been on a date, it's so serious, you know? I just don't know if I'm ready. I feel pressured. Do you understand? Fuck off. You fucking feel pressured. Are you... What are you talking about? You have no problem filling people up in bars and like banging them in bathrooms, but you have a problem eating a fucking awesome blossom with somebody. You know, that's the problem with the modern world. Everyone's fine with like literally fucking in public. That's the gay. You know what? Let me just make it about me. Okay. This is gay life personified. I can fuck you and never learn your name, but learning your name and going to dinner with you is like insane. I'm like, what do you want? A marriage? You know? Yeah. It's crazier having someone's dick in your mouth. You know what I mean? Sorry to make it too gross, but seriously, world.
It really is. It really is. Like, it's not the end of the world to have to sit and talk with someone for an hour. But he's just thinking, and well, in his mind, he's thinking, oh no, I'm going to lead her on. I'm actually not that interested in her. I just wanted to get some booty and she was an option. I wanted to tick that box. And now she wants more from me than what I can give. And then it'll be so awkward when I have to put it, when I have to say I'm not interested and then I have to come up with excuses. And then she might also get in the way of me getting other booty from other women. Da, 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 da. In other words, he's being a fucking coward. And, you know, there's no, like, just sit and talk to someone for an hour. And then that way, when you say, I'm not interested in pursuing this any further, you actually have some evidence you can pull from and say, yeah, we had a date. I wasn't feeling it. But if you're just like cutting it off before the pass, when you already said yes, you could have just said no initially, which would also prove that you're being a coward. You're just, he's just a piece of shit.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot. Now, I liked how she handled this. She was like, I just asked you to go out for fun. He's like, no, marriage. What are you pregnant with my babies? What's going on here? What will grandpappy say? He's not ready to give me away. And she's like, what the fuck, bro? And then she goes, okay, well. By the way, I'm sorry. Someone is cutting granite right outside of the store. And that's just how life is going today. Sorry, everybody. But he's like, she's like, now I must continue curling hair.
Yeah. Well, she immediately goes into stew on service mode where like someone's being a dick and she just goes, okay, well, that's no problem. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. No problem. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to continue cutting my hair. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for coming by. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And then he tries to make an awkward joke where he's like, oh, well, I guess I'll curl my hair as well then. Let me show you both of my teeth grinding together as they do. She's like, okay, you can go. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you so much for coming by. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
So she's like, he liked me enough to make out with me a few days ago, but now you don't like me enough to get to know me as a person and talking to me? I am Bunny. I am Shark. I am Bumblebee with top shoes. I am whatever is in my costume trunk, sir. There are so many costumes you do not know about me. Does he mean anything to me?
Questionable!
I can understand why spiders eat their meat after mating.
So,
wow, there you go. Maybe spiders. This was the episode that got me gardening. Maybe I saw the spider thing and I was like, you know what? I need to be attacked by a nest of spiders right now. I'm going to try gardening for the first time.
So then Nathan and Joe are in their room and Nathan's like, he's like, bro. And Joe's like, so I said to her, I don't want to go on a date with her. And Nathan goes, I don't know what to say. Well, maybe I took it too seriously. I don't want this. I'm not going to force myself into something that I don't want. Because a date is like, I don't know. It's like, she was like, I want to get to know you. Which is like, I respect her. And it's like, it's just like hard having conversations. Difficult. Like, what if I don't want an awesome blossom? What if I just want an okay blossom? So much pressure to enjoy the awesome blossom. I don't think it's that awesome.
Who says Blossom was awesome anyway? Frankly, I hated her. I liked the girl with the funny hats instead. That was Punky Brewster. You're damn right it was.
I also liked Six. So then Ellie is... Gail comes in. Six was Blossom's friend.
Six was Blossom's friend?
Was her name God, Six?
I hated that show. I thought you were talking about the girl from Stranger Things. I was like,
oh, God. No,
Millie,
I can't Millie, stand
Millie Six Millwork. Oh. Millie Millwork, Aster, whatever her name is. What's her name?
Millie
Henderson. Millie Bob.
Millie Bob Thornton. She...
that is basically her in Stranger Things. She's like, oh, my God, I found a girl in my closet. And she's like... Ugh.
Just what I need, another moody teenager with special powers. You know what? Like, can I tell you something? If I were 11 years old and I had special powers, the telekinesis and whatever else that freaking Six had, I would be the happiest little child you'd ever seen. Little gay Ben. You guys don't even understand the joy that would be coming into your neighborhood with me doing things. Things would be moving around, floating around. I would be abusing the powers in the best possible way. But anytime, like, children who have special powers are depicted in Hollywood, they're always so miserable. I don't believe children would be miserable if they could have special powers like bending spoons or moving things through air or doing whatever it is that Six did on that show.
Well, but they got them through being traumatized. Like, that's the thing. That's why she's so sad, because they abused her and then they electrocuted her. They did all sorts of bad shit. She had to hang out with Drake a bunch. Like, I mean, it was really, really bad what they did to Six. But you know what? I say trauma doesn't have to make you sad. I mean, Six bent some spoons and I found musicals. You know what I mean? I wasn't sad. Yeah. You know, like, learn to fucking tap dance. That's what I say to Six. Learn a step ball change and stop your fucking whining already.
I know. She was honestly the mildly favorite part of that entire show.
Yeah,
I only watched season
okay
one.
Well, sorry Millie, because you know that's like our one like superstar.
Millie Bobby Brown, is that her name? Millie Bobby Brown.
I'm just kidding, we all know what Obama listens to this. Millie Bobby Brown asked her. Oh, okay.
Her name is Millie Bobby Brown.
So Gail hears Joe being Whitney Houston. absolutely insufferable prick about this situation, so she goes to check on Ellie, who is still pretending that she actually wants to curl her hair just because, and it wasn't because she was finally escaping this boat to get some male attention at the Chili's. Okay. Yeah. And so she's like, look at me enjoying curling hair. Totally calm. And Gail's like, are you all right here? Are you all right? It's like, totally fine. Love curling hair. Stupid boys. Boys are so stupid. I mean, give me a break.
I am numb to everything at this point. And it is the first time I invited somebody on a date and he shuts me down. Like, I can't do it. I don't know what's going on. I can't do it, bro. We're just getting drink and talking. It's not that serious.
Gail, of course, is like, By the way, Gail could have headed this off at the pass. Don't forget that Gail sat there while Ellie was so excited last episode and was like, I'm so excited for this date, knowing full well that Joe had no interest in going on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's Gail going to do? You know what I mean?
Say, hey, I wouldn't bark up this tree.
Yeah, well, that's what I think to Ellie. Yeah, she should. But I mean, I get her thing about coming in between the guys. But I mean, also, Gail probably has like kind of a guilt complex going on because she had her boyfriend that she was like, I really don't want to cheat on him. I just want to talk about strawberries. So she had that going on for a while. So then Aisha needs to get up. She's in bed. So Jonna is talking to Bree, and Bree's like,
hey, Jonna, can I come here?
He's like, sure. And then Nathan, because they're going out, Nathan puts on a black turtleneck and beige slacks and a little necklace thing that he looks exactly like.
A gold chain over the turtleneck. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. It was basically a vintage rock picture. So everyone's like laughing at him and everything. And Bree is asking Jono if Ellie and Joe are going on a date. And he's like, I heard her speaking to Aisha about something like, I need to stop flirting or something. So, oh, sorry, that was Aisha. That was Bree said that. Bree is saying that she needs to stop flirting.
Yeah, which probably won't happen today. I'm just going to guess. So then we see Joe, we see a flashback to them flirting where he's holding one of the red shirts like he's a matador and she's the bull. And you guys, this is like off the charts hot. So I love some bullfighting role
chemistry.
Play.
So
yeah,
thick.
So they're doing that, and John was like, "You do need to stop flirting. Your job might depend on it."
Literally.
I'm like, yeah, he's not joking, Bree. He's saying you're gonna lose your job if you keep on getting messed up in a situation with Joe.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true because Ellie's not her boss. So Gail, so they're still making fun of. I love that they just keep making fun of that poor kid for multiple scenes with him in his rock outfit.
I know.
So then Gail's like, oh, God, do you need a fanny pack with that? Because I've got one that you could borrow. He's like, so I guess this isn't a look.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, so Nathan's saying, oh, I felt like a knob and everything, and they're just like laughing about this. And then we see Aisha leaning over Jono. Oh, so they're now in the crew mess. She's like, oh, you just caught me pulling the undies out of my vagina.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then the girls are dressed to the nines. It's time to go out. Da-na-na-na-na. So it's van time. Everybody splits up in vans.
Yeah.
And Joe is telling his van, he's like, I got asked on a date. And I said, yes, out of utter shock. Who would ask someone on a date? I just don't want to go on a date. I don't want the pressure. Why are you making it sound like you're being victimized by something?
Yeah. And why are you still talking about this? You already said no. It's a really embarrassing thing for her. Like, just shut your mouth. You made your decision. Move on. Stop, like, talking to everyone about it, highlighting that this happened.
Well, I think he's trying to win points with Brie and also stoke the jealousy fires. He's like, oh, well, she wanted to go on a date with me, Brie. But then I was like, no, stop coming on to me so hard. Am I right?
Well, I think he knows that he was a dick by doing it. And he knows that word's going to get out that he's a dick. And he's trying to do some, like, he's trying to, like, take up, not a, it's not a preemptive strike, but he's trying to let people know that, like, no, I was like, he's sort of getting ahead of the story. Like, oh yeah, no, I did it. It was too much pressure for me. I have a grandfather who died once. So it's too much pressure to go on a date.
So Bree's like,
well, I'm not surprised that he said no, but he should have said no before he said yes. It is just so chore to leave it dangling and not finish anything. I just hate when people don't finish things.
Brie, calling from the other bed. Did you finish that laundry before we left?
Damn. We're actually perfect together.
So, your Brie is just so good. I just love listening to it. So then they're getting at the restaurant and they're sitting down and Aisha's telling Jono that she loves his outfit and everything. And then Joe winds up sitting next to Ellie after all that. Like, why are you sitting next to Ellie? So she's just like, she continues to be in stew mode, right? Where everything he says, she's like, oh, that's very nice. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to look this direction instead. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Like, she's like,
look at me, totally unaffected by anything going on.
Are you curling your hair with the menu girl?
I guess I am. That, you know, let the girl, it's my prerogative, huh? Am I right?
So she's not only sitting next to him, isn't Ian on her other side. I don't know if Ian's like directly on her other side, but he's very close to her. And you just see her looking at the menu awkwardly while Joe grinds his teeth, trying to pretend he's totally happy. And then you just hear Ian going, if zombies became a thing, I would want it to be that way where they can only walk. Because running zombies, I would be fucking shitting with running zombies. But if they walked, it would be okay. I'd be okay with zombies if they walked.
Based on his ability to spot people on the dock 3 feet away from him, I think that even walking zombies could be an issue for him. It's like, okay, everyone, we are all safe here. This is a safe house. No zombies are around. It's like, there's one right behind you. No, I'm pretty sure there's no zombies. Oh, just got bit. All right.
He would die from napping zombies. He would totally be like, oops, stepped on napping zombie. Whoops.
He could literally just, he would be the only one affected by slow ass napping zombies. So, what bad zombies. Now Joe is trying to endear himself or something. So he says, you don't want a rose? You want some rosé? He offers some rosé to Ellie. And he's like, you don't want any rosé? And she goes, no, thank you so much. I'm going to wait for my paloma. I'm sticking to tequila. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, he's trying to do the typical fuckboy thing, which is, okay, I'm going to tell this girl I want to go on a date with her. Then I'm going to publicly embarrass her. I'm going to dump her on camera and say no. Then act like it was pressure the whole time. And then I'm going to make her really pissed off at me. And then we're going to go to this dinner with everybody. And she's going to be giving me drama the whole time. So I'm going to be getting that attention from her while getting hero attention from Bree. Who, you know, like he's trying to do this whole thing and she's not giving it to him. She's like, okay, look at the menu. And so he's like, oh shit, what do I do? So now he's starting the process all over again and trying to woo her again. Yes. So he can hurt her feelings again. I mean, it's just so fucking textbook. And I love that she knows the fuck boy. Okay. Yeah. And she's not going to play into it. She's like, listen, I know a fuck boy. I charge $9.99 a month on OnlyFans. You think you're some new special fucking person? You are lucky I was going to spend time with you for free, sir.
Well, also the classic thing that fuck boys do, or this style of fuck boy, is that they never want to look like the bad guy. Right? Because the power is that you look like the good guy or the sweet guy, and therefore you use that power to get into people's pants. And so here he is, he knows he's done something where he looks like the bad guy. So now he's really trying to fix it, fix his image, not trying to fix the situation. He doesn't really care about her feelings. So he's like, so how are you feeling? Let's talk about tonight. Listen, I've never been asked on a date in my life. I got overwhelmed. It seems so serious to me. And she's like, yeah, that's where you went wrong. And then he tells us, here is the latest in Joe's tragic backstory. He says, the last time I was in a relationship was 2017, and that's when we broke up because I was having a rough time. I was sleeping in my car, no job, I couldn't give her my true self, and I put on weight, and I thought I don't deserve this woman. Look at me, 5 pounds heavier. So that was me, my last.
I was so mad when he's like, and then I gained weight, and they showed him, and he looked the same, but with like lip injections. I was like, so yes. Wait. Your version of gaining weight is getting Lisa Rinna lips. Sign me up. I mean, what the fuck?
His trauma was that, like, he's like, the next person I want to date is the person I'd like to marry. I'm like, well, you're not going to find that out just by fucking people in the bathroom stall on who you want to marry. But this is just all some bullshit backstory to give an excuse to make people feel bad for him, to explain why he's just a fuckboy. But this is like one of the most biggest bullshit stories. Like, oh, I was sleeping in my car and I had no job and I gained a little bit of weight. And so I dumped her because I didn't feel like I deserved her. And now I'm too wounded to date anyone else. How could you be too wounded when you're the one who did the dumping? I don't understand this.
You're the wounder. Okay. So then, Aisha.
My true self. This guy's so full of it. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, I couldn't give her my true self, and I didn't deserve her. Well, I mean, yeah, you probably should make more effort. I mean, if she had said that, I would have been like, poor guy. But him saying, I don't know, this guy's...
Well, this means that he was cheating, by the way. Like, and that's what that means. No, when he says, I was having a rough time. I didn't deserve this woman. When you say I didn't deserve this woman, that means because I was cheating. She was a nice person. I was cheating because I was feeling shitty about myself. So I dumped her because she didn't deserve that. That's what I'm reading from it.
Well, I just love the thought because men are just so confident. You know, we can be jobless, living in our car, and gain a bunch of weight and still cheat on your ass. You know what I mean? That's just how we roll. Okay, so, and also this line. Oh, and so to this day, the next person I want to date is the person I'd like to marry. Shut the fuck up. That is absolutely insane. It's like, I'll fuck tons of them. You know what I mean? It's just so ridiculous.
I think what he's saying is that, like, he's worried he's going to cheat. And so he's afraid to get into a relationship because he knows he's going to cheat. And he doesn't want to be the bad guy because grandpappy is looking down at me from heaven. So I think that's what it all comes down to.
Yeah. So Aisha is talking about how she's way more, Scott is way more serious. He's the serious one in their relationship and how it's so good for balance. And and John was like, wait a minute, your last name is Scott, isn't it? She goes, yeah, I'm Scott, Scott. We're going to get married and take my name. Isn't that funny? Scott, Scott. It's hilarious. Scott, Scott. What's your name? Scott, Scott. So good.
So then over with Joe and Ellie. So Ellie is being, you know, Ellie does not want to show that she's like humiliated and angry at Joe. So she's being very sweet and pleasant. And that's totally throwing him off. And he doesn't really know what to do. So he's like trying to, again, show he's a good guy. So he starts asking questions like, so are you into children? I mean, not into children, but do you want to have children? And she's like, yes. He's like, would you like to have them? Yes, I'd like to have children. How many? And he's asking all these questions. These are the questions you ask on a date, you dumb fuck. You're having your date.
I'm watching these guys carry the countertops.
Oh, I assumed you're watching.
So sexy people. So sexy watching people like do things outside. They're like, let's lift something. Yeah. And Bueller's just lowly barking so he doesn't get in trouble. It's just a low. Here's my thing with I'm sure everybody was dying for that update, that basic update of my house. So here's the thing that makes me crazy about Ellie. And that makes me crazy. It makes me feel for Ellie and really all of us who date men. She's just so used to fundamentally being disappointed. You know what I mean? That she's like, okay, this guy just completely humiliated me and continues to, because he's walking around talking about it, which maybe she doesn't know yet. But this guy's just humiliated her on national television again. And so she's going to ignore him. But the second he starts making small talk, she's like, okay, man wants to make small talk. I do it with him again. Let's give him another shot. She's just so used to the bottom of the barrel that it's like it's like a battery has run out on a flashlight and it comes on for one flicker. And your ass still will go outside and look, you know, see what's out there. You're like, oh, it's back. The battery is back. You know, it's going to fail again. It's out of charge, but we don't care. You know, we just shake it a little bit and we just keep on with our day.
It's like the toner. It's like ink toner. You know, you just take out that cartridge and shake it a little bit.
Like it. Spit on it. Do something. Just wet it up again. It's still worth it.
So they're having small talk about like children, et cetera, et cetera. And Joe goes, of course, you know, I've never had this with you, like this conversation with you, because like, I don't really know you. And she's like, exactly. It's like, yeah, that's the point, you fuck face. So, and she even says that. She's like, this is what the date was about to begin with. It's like, it's how many ways we can chase like away good pussy, for fuck's sake.
So, that was funny. He's like, oh my God, this guy. He's like, it's like, finds a good pussy and he comes with fly swat. Who does this? So Jono and Bree go to the restroom. He's going and she's like, I want to talk about the John. So upset with him, I can't even. So she follows him and he's so sick of her. He's like so tired of this girl complaining about this guy all the time. And she kind of trips and he goes, don't fall now, honey.
It just means more things for the laundry. We know that's not good for you. So then at the table, Joe says, I'm ready. And he's like, oh, for what? For dancing.
Rhythm is a dancer. That's what Grandpappy always said. So then back with Bree and Jono, she's like,
what I told you about Ellie was right. Remember when I was like, Ellie and Joe are going on a date? It's so awkward.
He's like, it's not awkward. It's funny. How did I get saddled with this idiot?
I don't think it's funny. You know, I'm really confused by Joe. If he wants Ellie, then take Ellie and stop teasing me.
I'm like, I don't think he's teasing you. I mean, I don't know what part of you going into his room like three nights in a row to sleep on his floor is him teasing you, but that's okay.
And then she goes, but I just want to fuck. And he goes, okay, calm down, and gives her like the gay chip look in her face.
He's like, why am I stuck with this little twit?
The Dorinda medley clip. He's just like, okay, calm down.
He's like, how many times do I have to tell you, stop chasing after Joe. Just do your job. Focus on your job. So now everyone's leaving. Everyone leaves the restaurant. They're going to a club and everything. And they're partying. And they're doing shots. And they're dancing. Ian's doing some weird sideways dance. And Bree and Joe are dancing. And Bree's like, there's this thing that Joe does when he looks into my eyes. It's like, okay, it's locked in. Like, stupid.
Yeah. And of course, warning. Joe's doing typical Joe thing where he just got Ellie. He just sat next to Ellie and started asking her questions like, do you want children? Which he knows what he's doing with, or he knows what he thinks he's doing with that. Mm-hmm. Just so he can go like the dirty dance, you know, like trying dirty dance with a Brie. Like, he just keeps trying to ignite this fight over him. And these girls are just like, you're not worth it, buddy. Sorry. Mm. So, she's like, yeah,
when he looks into my eyes.
So then Nathan and Gail go flirt. Like, I literally.
No one cares. They're going to go do an act tomorrow. Care. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I don't care. So then Aisha says, oh my God, Nathan and Gail are finally having a moment. They've been having moments since this started. It's nothing new on board.
Yeah, really. So they pledge that he's going to take her off the boat tomorrow, and they're going to go do an activity. And guess what, guys? This may be hard to believe, but Gail still hasn't had time to resolve her feelings from her last relationship, and she's just struggling with emotions again. So that's, you know, that's typical Gail stuff. So yeah. Anyway, everyone's doing shots and having fun times and everything like that. And Ian is talking to Aisha, and he's like, cheers, babe. And she's like, oh, did you finally get your Long Island iced tea? It's so adorable that you, a man who's about 47 years old, are still drinking the thing that people drink when they turn 21.
Well, I had to have something strong because you know what I was thinking about earlier? What if zombies ran?
Yes, well, then I guess having a Long Island iced tea might not be so great. But then again, the zigzagging of your running might be helpful to elude them.
So he's like, don't you ever look at these two dummies and think, wow, I need to make a change? And it's just, yeah, I've almost fired both of them for sure. How are you still here, by the way? What are we talking about?
I know. And Aisha says it's really frustrating because basically the girls are doing well enough to keep their jobs, but not well enough to basically kill it. And she's sort of stuck in this area where it's like a cusp area, which I think is actually really, really funny. I feel like probably a lot of managers have to deal with that with their employees.
And then we see clips of her having to do everything for these girls. And she's like, yeah, something's got to give here. Because this is not sustainable. So yeah. Then Ian's like, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the life of the zombies who walk. So he's like, oh, you at the end of the day, I want you to know you did an amazing job. She's like, thank you. Can we make out? No, we cannot make out. Can we hug? We cannot.
No, I have to go home to Scott.
So then it's now they're all sort of sitting there. They're still at this club, and Bree and Ellie take a seat where they have a view of the Acropolis. It's beautiful, etc. And Bree's like, how stunning. And Ellie's like, I know, I see the Acropolis over there. And she goes, do you want to find a good spot to look at the Acropolis? And she's like, yes, yes, there are seats. Come on, we're sitting. I love this. Happy days. So they settle in, and now they're going to have a heart-to-heart.
Well, I'd like to start by saying the Acropolis could use a remodel. Very old.
Oh, no. I think I may have put Captain Sandy's shirt in the Acropolis by accident. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I washed the Acropolis with colors.
Are you sure that's the Acropolis? I'm pretty sure that's just Sandy's pants. No, that is a landmark.
No. That is the Croptopolis you're talking about. But still, though.
Well, honestly, Joe hurt my feelings. That's the whole thing with Joe. I'm just like,
he is playing with both of us. I think he likes chasing. He's like a fucking flea.
It's all coming around full circle. It's like a fly. So Ellie's like,
well, thank really you for is. Saying that. You know, it is really big of you to say that. And I apologize as well for ever hurting your feelings. It wasn't my intention, but I do have to admit it was pretty funny. And the reason why I persisted in a firm approach was because your defense mechanism was going into a sensitive mode. So in my eyes, if I responded to it, you just kept going to keep defaulting to it. So I'm like, if I'm going to be strong Serbian firm lady, I'm going to bring her out of stupid, dumb person fog.
You have to do this. This is how you approach things. Now, you look at the baby. A baby cries when it is hungry. So my approach to baby, do not feed. Oh, this makes so much sense. But, you know, these are my issue, and I don't want... I'm sorry for projecting onto you, and I'm so sorry for accusing you of things that you did not do to me. Like, well, thank you. I appreciate this apology.
And I love Bree because Bree does really give good apologies. And she's very well practiced at giving apologies, I think, because she has to a lot. But she does give a good apology. But you know that Bree's going to walk away from this and fuck Joe in a bathroom. Like, you just, yes. Even before we saw it in the previews, just knowing Bree's personality, you know that's what's coming.
Yeah, you know it. And here she is apologizing and, you know, they're making amends and it's like they're like acknowledging this guy has come between them and he's playing both of them and they'll be better off not even worrying about them. That's the implication. And Ellie's
but
like,
they'll still both go make out with Joe in 2 seconds. Like, you just know it.
And then Ellie says, I mean, Ellie's also kind of full of it because she's like, oh, I'm very surprised that she's apologizing and owning up to her role. And I'm glad she's doing this. And if I had known that she was being led on by Joe in any way, I would have definitely approached the situation differently. I never would have pulled the rank and taken the quote unquote firm approach had I known. I had no idea.
Yeah. So they hug and Bree's like,
I'm so glad we're friends. I'll still come to your cabin and ask you if you need back then.
That is love language. That will get you good pussy.
So this girl knows how to get good pussy.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. Oh my gosh, you're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then Ian and Nathan are talking about the date. So that's going to be fun. And then Bree goes to the bathroom. That's right. So Joe sees this. Yeah, I can't. So Joe sees this and he's like, got to go to the toilet. Give me a fucking shot. So he slams a shot. And then follows Bree to the toilet. Dun, dun, dun. So he goes in. She's in the ladies' room section. And he's like, oh, hello. She goes,
oh, God.
He says, what? And then she's like,
motherfucker, you, that's a stupid grin on your face.
Okay, because she pulls him into the stall or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. It's something like that. Because he's like, she's in the stall. He's like looking at her like, let's fuck, let's fuck, let's fuck. And she's like, oh, no. So then they're basically.
But doesn't she pull him in there and tell him? He's like, he tells her, get in a position. Like, they. Yeah. Why did it seem like they fucked in this bathroom? Did they?
It seems like it. Like there was definitely like a. My memory is that she pulled him in. I don't know if she pulled him in or not, but
she pulled him in, or she pulled. She's like, get in here or something. He came in, and then he said, "Get into a position,"
and then you hear skirt.
Oh. Yeah, and you hear like, oh, and then when we come back from break, she's like, wait a minute, you chose a side. So I don't know if they finished.
I couldn't quite figure out the detail. Yeah, part of me was like, was there
a finish? I feel like Joe would come in like 2 seconds. I feel like it's like, come in here, lift up your skirt. Ah, it's done.
You're, yeah, I wasn't sure.
Get out of here.
Yeah, because then he's like, what did your face drop when you seen me?
And she goes, you picked a side.
He goes, I haven't picked. You're giving me these eyes. I can't resist the eyes.
She goes, don't give me the eyes.
He goes, no, I only give you the eyes because you're giving me the eyes. And man, and you knew how to work those eyes. I'm like, okay, you guys both need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, then, so basically we cut back to Ellie looking at her phone, just kind of ignoring everything. And then they're so banging they in the bathroom, stall. I think. Yeah, sorry, I thought
here
missed it.
It was confusing. So she says, huh, I want to hook up with you so bad. So that was everything they were saying before was them flirting and in the stall. She says, I want to hook up with you so bad. So then he goes right on in there and they start to hook up.
So she's like, just get it off. And he goes, get your fucking skirt up. She's like, ah. So then he goes, stop it, stop it. And she says, you're the one who started it. And he's like, listen. She says, what are you doing? He says, I don't fucking know. She goes, because I will make the decision. If you don't know, I'm not having this. For real. If you can't be a man, I will make the decision then. I will make it. It is made now. And she comes out and then she starts doing
well, he comes out
at the mirror.
It's unclear really at what point they stopped, but he comes out first and then the camera's right there and he realizes it and he's like very sheepish and he knows he's been caught. And I don't know if you saw this. This actually drove me nuts. He goes to wash his hands.
I knew this was going to make you crazy, this hand wash. So I was like, Ben, this Ben is going to be so triggered.
Listen, I honestly would have been even better if he hadn't even washed his hands. Because I don't know what they did in there. But the fact that he does this weird hand wash, you saw this too then, right? He turns on the faucet. He sticks the very tips of his fingers in there. He doesn't even put his hands in, just the little tips of his fingers in. And then he turns it off and just like rubs his palms and then walks off. I was like, sir, those hands have been around your penis or her vagina or both. And they've probably been in things and they've been in a toilet. And you're just going to do a little spritz on the little tippy tips of your fingers.
Such a thing. I feel like people do that all the time where they're like, okay, I just peed. I'm going to leave the bathroom, whatever. I barely even touched my penis. Because when it's you touching your own penis, it's not that weird, you know? It's right. Just when other people do it. It's like when you have a cold. I'll go places if I have, well, not anymore. I mean, not since the pandemic, but if I have a cold or something, I used to just be like, well, whatever. My cold isn't contagious. But if somebody else even sneezes around me, I'm like, how dare you go home?
Yeah.
Get out of the public space. And I feel like that's how a lot of people are with their wieners, where they're just like, oh, whatever. I just peed. I barely touched myself. But if someone sees you in the bathroom, you're like, oh, okay. Look at me. I washed my hands.
Yeah.
Or it's like you'll just rub them in the air, like kind of near a faucet. Be like, look, I washed my hands. Like, dude, they have eyes.
It's just like if you're going to go through the pageantry of a hand wash, at least do it properly. I mean, you're a deckhand. It's literally like your job is to wash things. You know how to wash things. How are you washing your hands like this? These fingers are supposed to be on chrome later today, you know?
So then everybody goes to the vans because it's time to leave. And Joe apologizes to Bree. And then Ellie's telling Aisha, I had a really good conversation with Bree. It was the best part of my night until she poured Snuggle on my face.
What did you guys talk about?
Well, we both said we were sorry. It was so much unnecessary drama. I had no idea whatsoever that she and Joe were having any sort of relations. If I had known that the pressure that was on her, I never would have been mean to her. Ever, ever, ever.
That is so beautiful, because I can ask you guys to get along all I want to, but it's like finding out where poop comes from. Until you do it with your own thumb, you really don't understand.
Well, I guess that cabin switch finally made them pull their heads in and out of their ass, and now they just can get to work, so let's see if this is actually going to happen.
Nope.
No, it will not.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope. So,
So they get back to the van or to the whatever. And Bree's like trying to play with Joe, being like,
whatever, Joe, I'm all you know, Joe.
And then Ellie just trips walking. Can the woman catch a break?
No, she can't. So they're going into bed and everything. And then Joe's like, I'm going to go to bed before I cause trouble. It's again doing that thing like, whoops. You know, it's like him, Gary, Carl, Jax, they do that thing like, oh my God, I'm in trouble again. So they're all settling in and everything. And Joe and Nate are having a tight hug. And then Bree goes up to Aisha and she goes,
can I ask you something? Should I talk to Joe?
And she goes, and say what?
I don't know. I just want to clear the air.
She goes, yes, well, if you feel like that, you should, especially if it means that I can get 5 more minutes of silence while you're out in the hallway talking to Joe. I say, absolutely go for it.
So she texts Joe, and Joe's like, oh, she's texting me. And Nathan says, what does she want to chat about? He's like, I don't care. Dun, dun, dun.
She wants to chat.
So then it's the morning time, and it's 28 hours before the next charter. 28 hours? Is that real? No.
They have a lot of time. Yeah, they have a lot of time before the next charter. Wow. They have a day off to clean the boat.
So Sandy's like, you know what? I'm sick of watching Wind. I'm at all the fresh episodes. I'm not going to watch that screen anymore. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read a book. Here's what I'm going to read a book. And the headline's like, the weather will worsen with heavy rain and storms. God, I love this book. It's my favorite book.
So Nathan is looking up activities in Athens to do with Gail for their date. And he tells us, like, I like to do extreme sports for a girl. I think it gives you a rush. Going for painting, going to do cinema, it just doesn't do it. So yeah, something exciting would be good. Like, great. Really don't care. Don't care about this date. You guys can literally swim across to Cyprus, and I really won't give a shit.
I want something that represents the level of interest our relationship is generating out there. So, rock. I chose rocks. Right after I dress like a rock. Are you getting it? So then, in the crew mess, Ellie and Bree are complimenting each other about how cute they look. And then Aisha comes in and, you know, starts assigning work because that's what the show's about. And then the date's really boring. And then Sandy's like, oh my God, chapter 2. Gosh, this book's really taking a long time to warm up. Rain, disaster, disaster, rain incoming. Oh my God, my adrenaline's pumping. Jesus, I forgot the last time words can do this to a person.
So meanwhile, Joe and Nathan are out on the deck and Joe's like, bro, I kiss Bree. And he's like, what, in the club? It's like, toilet. In the club toilet. Paper towels. Club toilet, there were paper towels by the side. 3 syllables. Plunger. Poop. Yeah, that's basically it. So yeah, sorry, I'm whispering, you're shouting. This is why I get in trouble. It's like, you get in trouble because you do these things, and then you talk about them to everyone on the boat.
Yeah, you get in trouble. You're not really in trouble. Like, no one cares about you, but you keep saying you're in trouble over and over again to, like, inspire some interest in your non-personality, sir. And it's old, and even Nathan's bored with him at this point.
Yeah, really. So Sandy, meanwhile, goes into the laundry room, and she's like, oh, my God, this is a mess. So she starts ironing her clothing, which is not what Sandy should be doing. I love that she brought this big, bright orange shirt. I can't wait to see what she's going to use that shirt for. She's like, well, guys, it's going to be a big episode of Wind tonight, so I'm going to put on my best orange shirt, okay? So that way, if I get swept away, people will be able to find me in the sea easily.
Listen, guys, it's a huge episode today. We're reusing the title Perfect Storm, so I just want to be sure I'm dressed like a huge caution sign. Okay, everybody, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Perfect Storm. So then Bree comes out of the bathroom and she answers her phone, and it's her friend. It's like, hello, what are you doing? I'm doing laundry. And the friend's like, God damn, every time I call you, you're doing laundry. She's like, oh, yes, I'm doing laundry. Oh, hello, Captain, in the laundry. She goes, wow, hi. You know what? I don't want you to do my laundry, but I at least want you to clean up this mess, okay? Listen to me. You can hang up the phone now. Hang it up, okay? Hang it up right now. Do it right now.
Hello.
Right now. Press the end on the button, okay?
Okay, but
listen. The way this room is left, it cannot happen again, okay? That needs to be cleaned. I don't like messes, okay? If you're disorganized here, how can you keep up? Will you fix this for me? You can get started now. Bree, where are you?
I lost myself this time. Where am I? I'm lost. Help me.
Okay, Bree, come out from behind the pile of towels you left there.
Oh, sorry. It was so confusing.
Where are you putting your iPhone on a hanger?
You told me to hang.
Okay, this is going to take a little bit more work than I expected.
Okay, so then Nathan comes to the bridge to talk to Captain Sandy. He's like, I've got a question for you. 13. What? Times that Norma was turned down when she was asking people to the junior high prom. It was sad. Is that what you were going to ask?
Just want, if this boat sinks in the perfect storm, I just want people to know every last little bit about Norma. Leave no stone uncovered, unless that stone is Norma.
Listen, you know, if this boat sinks, I want everybody to know nothing sinks harder than Norma on Valentine's Day. I mean, it really is just something to watch.
The perfect storm. That's what I call Norma trying to do online dating.
Perfect storm. I don't know. I guess it's because we can't curse in this, but yeah, Norma on Tinder is a real shit storm.
It's really, you're headed, it's real right into the jaws of the monster. I said to every muffin that Norma picks up.
You want to see a real storm? Have Norma walk into a male locker room. Wow. Just flood right out of there. It's crazy. So he's asking Sandy if he can take Gail on a date. And she's like, why? Is something going on there? You mischievous kids. Tell me what's going on. What is it? Has it changed your life? Has it made you buy gold sneakers? Have you dreamt of having a wedding on a dock? Oh, gosh. Have you just looked at Mother of the Bride's dresses and wondered how many of those Norma's going to try to fit into to come to your wedding when you know you're not going to invite her in the first place? God, this is a fun game. What were we talking about?
Hey, you need to borrow my iron shirt? It's pretty spectacular. I just ironed it. You need it? So you're going to go rack climbing? That sounds fun. Hopefully you get higher than Norma did, which is the first rack. I mean, she fell off right away. Poor thing.
For Norma tried rock climbing, and they said, ma'am, this is called rock climbing, not falling.
Norma's favorite activity is rock crying, where she sits by a rock and cries about her love life.
Speaking of the rock, gosh, Norma showed up to lunch the other day wearing a turtleneck with a gold chain around it. I knew that was back in fashion. Get out of here now, you crazy kids.
All right, go enjoy yourself, whoever you are. So then, so now they're gonna go do that. So, Bree,
thanks for visiting, Friar.
Bree, John was like, "Hey, Bree, did you see if my uniform came in?" She goes,
"Oh, Captain shouted that to me because I had disorganized the laundries, but that is just me. I am just a chaotic mess."
And he goes, chaotic, pedantic mess. I was like, pedantic? Wow. First of all, that word is going to be lost on her. Where pedantic come from? I don't think of Brie, if anyone's pedantic. Okay, not to defend Brie. I just don't see her as being pedantic.
No, Brie is not pedantic. I don't think of Brie. I don't watch Brie on the show and think, God, that girl and her words. So many of them.
I know. She just won't stop.
I think he was going for something else.
Maybe pedestrian?
Probably. That would make more sense.
He's like, the laundry is frantic.
Maybe it's like a mixture between pedestrian and frantic. It's like a pedestrian kind of frantic. Like, oh my God, so pedantic.
I learned that in architecture cooking school. So he's like, the laundry situation is kind of like low-key. Actually, like a high-key fiasco. Like, Bree's my girl. And I don't want to lose her job because of this, but I wouldn't say that I'm covering up for her, but I'm empathetic towards her situation.
He seems so over her. She goes, I need to get on it. And he goes, okay, well, I hope you succeed.
And knowing full well that she won't. The fact that it's like Charter 17 and people are still being like, well, good luck, Brie. Maybe this time you'll be able to figure out how to sort laundry like any adult.
Yeah, she won't. So then Sandy calls for Aisha to come to the bridge. 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 Come to the... Oh, my God, you're here. Did I say that on the radio? God, I'll come up with something to talk about now. Jeez. Okay, look, I'm looking at the spot where I want to go ask Leah to marry me. It's a Reebok store in Orlando.
Maybe you should come up with something a little bit more romantic.
What's more romantic than Reeboks?
Maybe a nothing. BW squared?
I don't even know what that is.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on, keep up.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a place called Hooters? It's basically like heaven with wings.
Hey, have you ever been to a Caro's before? They're really delicious.
Did you know that Walmart sells groceries now? That's neither here nor there.
I was thinking about having the reception in the courtyard of a Cheddar's.
You know what I want my preacher to tell me? Turn that frown upside down. Is that weird? It's romantic. Is that romantic or weird?
Small Walmart. Are you broke?
I was thinking about we could go to TGI Fridays. I'll be like, TGIF, am I right? And the F stands for fiance. Thank God it's a fiance. Words Norman ever heard, by the way.
TGINFN, am I right? Thank God it's not fucking Norma. God, I've had a nickel every time I heard that.
Yeah, you know, when Norma goes out to eat, her favorite restaurant is Apple's Bin, because there are definitely no apples left after she's been there.
Apple's gone.
Red Lobster shells.
So she shows the location where she wants to get married to Leah, and Aisha has no reaction. Just kidding. It sounds like this.
Uh-oh, sounds like they're firing off the Medicaid sirens. Oh, it's just you, Aisha. Sorry.
It actually sounds like them grinding the granite outside my door through this entire recap. She loves love, guys.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.